PFT Media.
Hi, this is Mark Baratelli, editor of thedailycity.com. Welcome to the Daily City Show. The City of Orlando Police Department has been given $54,792 to pay for officer overtime to conduct high visibility enforcement campaigns in conjunction with other educational efforts to improve pedestrian and bicycle safety within the city. The funds come from the Florida Department of Transportation through a task work order with the University of North Florida. This is part of the mayor's consent agenda, which goes before City Council for approval Monday, August 20th. The movie theater at Universal City Walk will transition from AMC to Cinemark with a grand opening set for September 15th. Moviegoers can expect, quote, Cinemark luxury lounger seats and one new Cinemark XD auditorium, which will bring, quote, expansive wall-to-wall screens, custom-engineered surround sound with multi-channel speakers, and state-of-the-art projection systems capable of delivering 35 trillion colors. The new PDQ in Winter Park at 925 South Orlando Avenue held its grand opening Sunday. The Tampa-based chain serves chicken tenders, sandwiches, salads, and milkshakes. The new location is a block away from the Winter Park location of Chick-fil-A. The antenna at the Rollins College radio station WPRK has finally been repaired and is back up after getting knocked down September 8th of last year during Hurricane Irma. The only way listeners could get the station's shows and music since then was via online streaming. Jinya Ramen Bar opened in Thornton Park at 8 North Summerlin Avenue, right next door to Starbucks. Construction began December of last year, and the reason for its elongated construction period was the detailed interior design the chain chose. The space formerly housed Verde, and before that, Tijuana Flats. Jimmy Hula's opened downtown at 68 East Pine Street. Along with selling tacos and beer, it will also serve local brands Foxtail Coffee and Valkyrie Donuts. The freestanding retail building located at the corner of Colonial Drive and Hampton Avenue at 2000 East Colonial Drive and Mills 50 is for sale for $1.7 million. The building has 7,000 square feet, 20 parking spaces, and was built in 1957. The parking is divided with a portion in the front and a portion in the back. The 2014 contract the city has with Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts Incorporated for its management of the Bob Carr Theater is set to expire August 31st. A new agreement will extend the term for an additional year. And finally, by 2020, the Florida legal medical marijuana industry is expected to generate $456 million in sales, according to ArcView Market Research and BDS Analytics. In 5 years, the industry is expected to create 25,000 jobs. Thank you for listening to The Daily City Show. Follow us on Instagram at The Daily City, read our daily blog at thedailycity.com, and subscribe to our email newsletter at thedailycity.email. If you have a story you'd like us to consider for the show, email me, Mark Baratelli, at mark@thedailycity.com. And as always, hashtag Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.